So I'm speaking here today on behalf of the HATI study team. So I'm going to presenting the result of our intervention, oral fluid test intervention in Bali, Indonesia. So this is not a good news actually. Indonesia is one of the very few countries in Asia region that has a very fast growing epidemic, HIV epidemics. And based on our estimation in 2008, in 2018, we have at least 48,000 new infections in 2018, and then about 38,000 HIV-related deaths in the same year. Of course, we all know that the key success, one of the key success to control this epidemic is to improve the HIV of the cascade of HIV care, but still very bad news that in 2018, almost 50% of our people that living with HIV/AIDS still don't know their HIV status. So we need to really to improve this number. Based on our own calculation from HIV system information data in Bali, we understand that only around 10% of estimated MSM population in Bali undergone for HIV, regular HIV testing per semester. So the study is really aimed to explore the potential of introducing community-based oral fluid self-testing to improve the HIV care cascade among MSM people in Bali, Indonesia. So for your information, this study is actually part of the larger study. We call it HATI. HATI is the abbreviation of HIV Awal, that's in Bahasa, or Early Testing and Treatment in Indonesia. The study was developed prospectively to evaluate strategies to improve the cascade of HIV care in key population in Indonesia. So the HATI study design actually prospective implementation trial. It already start from 2015. The study pace divided into two pace. The pace one is observing current practices that's happened in 2015 to 2017. And then we have conducted the pace two study, and that will end until this December 2019. That's implementation pace and also evaluation pace of the intervention. So the population of this study is among MSM, female sex workers, people that injecting drugs, and we call it waria in Bahasa Indonesia, or transgender in English. The study location itself happened in four major cities in Indonesia: Bali, Yogyakarta, Bandung, and also Jakarta. So for those who want to know the result of the HATI study in phase one, particularly in phase one, observation phase, you could download or read the result in the Lancet HIV. We already published the study, then you can see the cascade of HIV care there. It's not really good. There's very declining HIV cascade, actually. This is a map of Indonesia. The study has been conducted in that box. Here, this is really small part of Indonesia actually, but the most populated island, Java and Bali. So we have several interventions conducted in different city, including we call it simplified ART initiation to simplify the start of ART, and then also SMS reminder to try to improve the cascade of the third cascade of the HIV care. Also, we have motivational interviewing also to improve the adherence of people that stay in ART, and also we have oral fluid test, but that's only been conducted in Bali, Indonesia. So we go to the oral fluid test. The participant is a man who having sex with man with age 16 years old or over, and then The inclusion, another inclusion criteria is who had never tested for HIV or had undergone HIV testing more than 6 months. And of course, the one that refused clinic-based HIV testing and counseling. So we delivered the intervention between January to December 2018. And the intervention itself delivered by community outreach workers. We recruit 5 peer outreach workers from Yayasan Kerti Praja. This is a very dedicated NGO, a national leading NGO in HIV prevention since 1987. I know that this algorithm is not quite clear for you, but in general, the first thing that we offer is a clinical-based HIV test. So we offer HIV test to the clinic for all of our potential participants, and if they refuse, then they could be included in the study because they fulfill the inclusion criteria, then we will offer self-testing using oral quick based test. We will offer the supervised method first, and if they refuse, then we will offer unsupervised method. So if the result reactive, then we will provide them with a referral letter so they could go to our clinics to do the confirmatory test. And the one that positive will be recruited into the bigger study, the larger study, HATI study, that will be followed up until the end of this year. So this is the sample of our works in the field. So you could see one of our outreach workers deliver the test. That's the location is in, we call it kosan, or a small apartment where people usually live in Bali. So that's the sample of the result. Okay. Until December 2018, we able to recruit around 813 participants into the study. And you could see that the majority is could be categorized in a very productive group, 25 to 34 years old. But the highest proportion of positivity rate among this participant is actually in the youngest group, 18 to 24. So this is really shows what the development of the HIV epidemic in our setting. So really young population. In terms of the method chose, because we offer supervised first, then the supervised intake among our participants is, of course, much higher. 93% choose to have a supervised test rather than unsupervised. Only around 57 people that choose this method. But we have quite the same positivity rate among this group. And this is the cascade. So we found, We found 10% overall positivity rate, and then from the 83 people that reactive, only 52 or only 60% that undergone for confirmatory test, and then 90% we found a positive result, confirmed positive result, and then 91% registered to the HATI clinic, and only 88% of those who register at HATI start treatment. So the main question is actually, is the HIV self-testing increase the coverage of HIV testing in population target among MSM in Bali? So we try to analyze the HIV information system data from Bali Health Office, and we compare the average of HIV testing before and after intervention. So in that red box, we could found that there is much higher tests in average per month compared to before the intervention. So we bit really positive that this is this intervention has a potential to improve the HIV testing in this group. So really our point of discussion is that this is the first study in Indonesia that try to evaluate the use of oral fluid test self-testing to improve the coverage of HIV tests in Indonesia. And we believe that the high acceptance, around 831 participants in a year, approached by only 5 peer outreach workers, is really has a good potential to be used as another strategy in Indonesia. So, and the only problem or people that argue about this study is only 10% reactive rate compared to 20% positivity rate at clinics. So in all of the Hati site clinic, so when we measure the positive rate among MSMs, the result is about 20%. So our positivity rate using oral fluid test is 50% lower compared to the clinic-based testing. But we know that from the age group, we found almost a similar number, 16% from 18 to 24 age group that also positive from oral fluid test. So we're still very optimistic that actually the delivery process of how to reach unreached group is still being able to conduct by this method. And then, of course, low proportion of participants that receive unsupervised method. I think we need more exploration on this of method of delivery. And still big problem in Indonesia. It's the same result also from the Lancet HIV publication. Still high proportion of MSM, more than 35% with reactive OVT result didn't come to clinic for confirmatory test. So we need a better link to care strategy. And the confirmatory test found 90.4 positive result. So this is the weak point for ourselves because the Ministry of Health see this as the quite high positive false positive. So this is the argument that come from the Ministry of Health that probably is not really useful to be to be used as a one of strategy in Indonesia. So our conclusion is that even though there is some weak point, we believe that this study has the potential utility. The OFT has potential utility to be used to scaling up HIV testing among MSM group through a community-based approach. And then future study in Indonesia should consider exploring methods for delivery with focus on better campaign strategy to reach hidden MSM group. Last, I would like to acknowledge Ministry of Health of Indonesia, WHO Indonesia. I also would like to thank Government of Australia through DFAT that provide the money for the study. I think spent well. One of the last speaker, I think 2 days ago, said rather than building a triumph wall to protect Australia from another country that has a developed epidemic, so I think the Fed spent money quite well in Indonesia for this. And then our collaborator, Kirby Institute, Gajah Mada University, Pajajaran University, Atmajaya University, some of our friends already here, NGO, CBOs, clinics, community outreach workers, and people who involved in this study as participants, and also our mentor, the father of Hati study, the late Professor David Cooper from Kirby Institute. And this is one of our memory. Thank you very much.